Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So there's a new, I don't know if it's a new book out, but there's a book by Brian Tracy called, let me look it up for a minute, Earn What You're Really Worth, Maximize Your Income at Any Time in Any Market. And there's an article that was based on that book called These Are the Seven Qualities Bosses Want Most in Their Employees. And I really enjoyed reading this, and I thought it brought up some things that I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
So the seven qualities are resilience, time management skills, courage, focus, integrity and honesty, dependability and likability. And we could take each one. But I thought they were kind of new. I don't hear this very often. I thought it was something our listeners would want to hear.
Yeah. So resilience, I thought, was really interesting, and it was at the top of the article, right? And I was thinking that another term even for that might be perseverance, because the way they were describing it is that you stick to the goals even as you hit obstacles and challenges.
That's right. That you don't lose your performance under stress.
Yeah.
That you perform all the time.
Yeah.
I really like that. And the time management skills were also not just talking about, you know, knowing how to make things, put things in order, but also knowing efficiency. Really how to handle more work than most people, because you know the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy. So that's a lifetime.
So the next one is courage. And what they're talking about here is not fearing failure. And this is an unusual one, because so many people don't take steps at work because they're afraid of failing or the embarrassment. But actually, it's the other way around. It's that you're willing to try things.
Yeah, experiment with things.
Right. As long as you have management that allows that also.
I was going to say, that's a real condition, though. Management will encourage that.
Right. So you're going to have to be sure that you're in an environment where they do respect that, and maybe even talk to your manager.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to try this new software. I don't know if I'm going to be successful. I want you to know.
Right. Actually, and I want to say that courage does not mean that you don't have fear. Courage just means that you're willing to push through your fears to try something or to stretch yourself or to take a risk of some kind.
But you have to be willing to fail.
Yes.
So Brian Tracy's talking about it in terms of business owners, but a lot of business owners, if you work for a business owner, that's what they're like.
Yes.
So you probably can get away with it. They would respect
That's good.
So the next thing is focus, and they're talking about someone that gets into the zone and stays in that zone and doesn't allow things to take them out of it.
Right. So you have to be able to concentrate intensely on something and continue it, follow it through to completion.
Right.
Sounds similar to drive. Having a drive.
It does, but
main goal in mind.
But you also have to have that ability to focus in and really get into that zone until it's done. It's not done.
I think that is an extremely challenging thing to have in this day and age with constant interruptions, constant requests for your time digitally and otherwise, open workplaces, you know, where there are no walls, there are no boundaries. So this particular skill of focus, I think, would be one that you really would want to concentrate on developing. Yeah, if only, like, let me focus for 10 minutes now on this thing, or let me put on headsets now so that I can read this thing for 20 minutes without being diverted. That can be really challenging.
I like that.
You like what?
I like having that kind of intense focus and completing something.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah. So next is integrity, which, you know, that word's thrown around a lot. He's talking about being honest with others and yourself demonstrates loyalty. And this honesty thing, you know, we were talking about it in the last podcast that many, many people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of that, or, oh, I did that. They're not honest about what they can do and what they can't do. And then that creates a lack of trust.
Yes. Right.
So integrity, which is to say, I think I made a mistake. I didn't get that done. I mean, if somebody knows that they're always going to get the truth out of you, then you're seen as more loyal.
Trustworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because being honest, as you also mentioned in the last podcast, may sometimes be delivering bad news or even saying, you know, I'm leaving.
Right.
It may not always be like, I love you, you're wonderful, or I've just done a perfect job. And so, but I think you're right, Kathy, that the more honest you are, the more you build trust.
Mean, I've had people say, look, there's something I need to tell you and you may not like it. And I'd rather somebody told me something that was hard to hear rather than gave me a nonsense answer. I don't need that. I need to know the facts and what I'm dealing with. But I had a client who once could not ever face the truth. And then it would really catch up. Like the longer you don't clean up things, it gets worse.
It gets worse, right.
So honesty is the best policy.
I'm going to ask who that is after the break. Go ahead.
You remember. You just forgot. Dependability. So this is, we say this a lot. This is in Working With You, Working With You is Killing Me. That's when leaders like people that under-promise and over-delivery their daily tasks. And that's a big thing we believe in.
Right.
Don't, if you can't get something done by Friday, don't promise it. Say, I can get that to you by Monday. And they may not like it. And then when you deliver it on Friday, you look really good.
Yeah.
So under promise, over delivery.
Yeah. And I know this wasn't in the article, but I think the other side of dependability is just that they know you'll come through. They know you'll show up. They know you'll get the job done one way or another. You may not always under promise and over deliver, but you are, you show yourself to be steadfast.
And the last one is likability. And I think many people underestimate that. But being able to get along with everybody is actually a really good quality.
For an employer, it sure is to have an employee who does that.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're listening and you need to smile more and you need to ask your coworkers about themselves, then do that. That, you know, you don't have to go out with them. You don't have to become best friends, but you should be able to have a decent workplace relationship.
How about the people who say, Kathy, I'm not here to make friends?
I think they don't do as well. I mean, I get that. You don't have to be friends. You just have to be friendly. And that's likability. I mean, likability also is that you're helpful and that you get your work done and you never get in the way of other people getting their work done. So that's delivering your work on time. That also contributes to likability.
Right.
It's not a personality contest.
Yeah, it's not congeniality. It's that you work well with your colleagues. And you could be a curmudgeon, but you pitch in and participate.
If you don't get in people's way of them being successful at work, they're going to like you. You know, it's not about the bagels or the donuts you bring in.
Sure about that?
Well, that might help. Everybody likes the person who brings free food. Somebody was saying that to me the other day, how great this coworker was. She was, and she bakes.
Remember the fun fact when it comes to food.
And I was like, what does she bake? And I don't know. She just makes everything. She's always baking at least once a week. So that definitely, I mean, I'm not suggesting you have to bake. I'm not going to bake. Don't expect it.
Well, actually, I was just thinking that I listened to a podcast earlier this week where the it's a fellow who tests success levels for givers versus takers. And one of the interesting things he said is the people who give without boundaries, with, who never say no, they don't do so well. But the most successful people are the givers with good boundaries. Isn't that interesting?
I believe it.
So, and to me, that's another version of likability where you're generous in your, you know, you're generous with your ideas or with your support when you have it to give. And where you are viewed as a helper as opposed to, or a giver as opposed to a taker.
So the takers, how do they do?
They do, I'm sure, well, we know plenty of takers who do well enough success-wise, but it has to do with being both successful and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'd have to read his book.
Oh, God. Okay.
And get the stats for you.
All right. Next time.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So that's it. Join us next time on My Crazy Office Overtime. In the meantime, we hope that you are resilient, have good time management, have courage, have focus, integrity, dependability, and you're likable.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.